You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 56 and verse 1. Thus hear the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. If you pay close attention to this scripture, it says, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. In other words, where or when salvation comes, the righteousness of God must be revealed. Not your own righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Therefore, you can't have salvation without righteousness. You can't have faith without works. It is works that proves faith. Anywhere there is faith, there will be works. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then there will be fruit of righteousness that will manifest in you. You are saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin. Saved from the power of darkness. Why? In order for the righteousness of God to be revealed through you. God intends to reveal his righteousness through everyone that comes to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation that does not produce righteous living is fake, is false, and is deception. And Satan does not mind for people to have that kind of salvation. In fact, even if 1 million people will write their name and say they are saved, and that is the kind of salvation they have in which the righteousness of God is not revealed, Satan doesn't mind. And that's what we are doing today. People are just raising their hands, just shedding crocodile tears. But then they go on and continue to live the way they've always lived. I tell you the truth, anywhere that salvation comes, righteousness will be revealed. When the people became saved in Acts chapter 2, the righteousness of God was revealed. They brought all their idols, they gave up all their sinful life, they became so loving, they became one. Paul was against the church. When he gave his life to Christ, that was a great change. You see, anywhere there is faith, there has to be work. Anywhere there is salvation, there has to be righteousness. And look at what he said. He said, my righteousness to be revealed. It's not your own righteousness. That is one thing people don't understand about the new covenant. They think that salvation is a covering, that you are under that covering doing what you like, but there is already a covering. That's not salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin. The blood of Jesus has not only come to atone, to wash away our sin, but also to impute to us the righteousness of God. Let me show you in another way. When the children of Israel, when God was going to deliver them from Egypt, two things happened. One, they were to put the blood on their door. Did you remember that in the book of Exodus, chapter 12? But they were also to do something very critical. They were to eat the blood of that lamb, the body of that lamb, whose blood they had put on their door. They must eat it on the inside. And they must eat it in a haste. And that is Christ. Jesus himself said, except we drink of him and eat of him, we cannot be saved. There is the blood on the outside, but there is also the eating that is taking place on the inside. The blood deals with Satan, deals with the evil one, such that they have nothing against us. What happens on the inside is what produces Jesus in us, is what produces the righteousness. You know, they ate the meat. The meat became part of them. The meat became their life. The meat contributed to their growth. In like manner, we must eat Jesus, such that his righteousness will be revealed. If people have never met a man that can be with a woman naked in the room, and yet that man will not do anything unrighteous, they should see it through you. If they have never seen a woman that will not steal, they should see her. They should see that woman through you. The righteousness of Jesus, the love of Christ, which this world does not understand, must be seen in us. They should see it through us. If they are looking for somebody that will submit document and there will be no single falsification, they should find us. Wherever there is salvation, there is also righteousness. And that righteousness is not your righteousness. It is the righteousness of God, but that is revealed through us. We have only become a vessel through whom the righteousness of God is revealed. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Please note that that number is available on WhatsApp and Telegram. And our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.